The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Bob Burney Live.
Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
I wish all of us were in a big room together so we could see each other. Because if we were, I would just ask a question. How many of you actually know that there is a Democrat debate tonight? How many of you actually know that? I would be fascinated to see how many hands have gone up. I would imagine very, very few. We've heard almost nothing about this debate, and I find that very, very strange. The first couple of debates, there was a lot of attention. The debate here in Westerville at Otterbein campus, enormous attention by the press. Everybody in the country knew there was a debate. The next Democrat debate is tonight. And to be honest, I have no idea where it is. Honestly, I have no clue where it is. It's going to be carried by MSNBC. I have no idea whether Fox is going to cover it. I doubt it. CNN, maybe. I don't know. But I don't believe any of the broadcast networks, ABC, CBS, NBC. I don't think any of them are. I think MSNBC. And nobody knows about it. And what makes it even more bizarre is that the number, the last one, there were 20. I think tonight there are 10, which means the candidates are going to have more time, more opportunity to express their thoughts, their policies. And yet it has gotten almost zero attention. The next Democrat debate tonight. I just find that fascinating. All right. Before the break, I told you that the United States The United States Senate passed a piece of legislation yesterday unanimously. Yeah. And this isn't just a resolution. This is actually a piece of legislation passed yesterday unanimously. All Democrats, all Republicans voted to approve this legislation. It is the Hong Kong Human Rights and Democracy Act. The Hong Kong Human Rights and Democracy Act. Now, there are just so many different strange things. When the general manager of the Houston Rockets expressed his support for the protesters in Hong Kong, people went crazy. People went nuts because he dared to criticize the communist Chinese. Remember all the fallout over that? Remember that? Well, here is the entire U.S. Senate passing the Hong Kong Human Rights and Democracy Act. Quote, it will now go to the House of Representatives, which approved its own version last month. The two chambers will work out their differences before any legislation can be sent to President Donald Trump for his consideration. Republican Senator Marco Rubio said, the people of Hong Kong see what's coming. They see the steady effort to erode the autonomy and their freedoms. Senator Rubio was accusing Beijing of being behind the violence and repression in the Asian financial hub. The Senate passed a second bill, also unanimously, that would ban the export of certain crowd control munitions to Hong Kong police forces. It bans the export of items such as tear gas, pepper spray, rubber bullets, and stun guns. Under the first Senate bill, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo would have to certify at least once a year that Hong Kong retains enough autonomy to qualify for special U.S. trading consideration that, quote, bolsters its status as a world financial center. It would also provide for sanctions against officials responsible for human rights violations in Hong Kong. This whole Hong Kong thing is just incredibly sad. I've had the privilege of visiting Hong Kong once, which obviously doesn't make me an expert on anything. But I was, now this has been several years ago. And if my memory serves me correctly, this was before the British turned control over to the mainland Chinese government, I think. But anyway, I was impressed with the beauty of Hong Kong. It is an absolutely beautiful city, spectacular city. And of course, for many, many years, it was under British control. And while it was under British control, thrived economically. The city of Hong Kong was one of the most progressive cities economically in the world, one of the most financially stable cities in the world. And it was always kind of strange because obviously the people in Hong Kong are Chinese, but the city was under British control. However, the British had given Hong Kong almost complete autonomy. Yes, it was a British, what was it, technically a British protectorate? I don't remember. But the British gave Hong Kong almost total complete autonomy. And then I think it was a horrible, terrible decision. But they reached an agreement with mainland China to turn over control in X number of years. And the agreement was, even though it would become a part of mainland China, Hong Kong would retain a great deal of their autonomy. Well, the communist Chinese have reneged on that, which is not surprising. Communist government, they have reneged on that. And as a result, as the freedoms and liberties of the people in Hong Kong begin to be siphoned away slowly, 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 the people in Hong Kong have risen up and said, whoa, wait a minute, this is not what we agreed to. We did not agree to give up all of our freedoms and liberties. And the beginning of these protests was about extradition. Now, you may think, really? All those riots and protests were about extradition? Really? Yeah, and here's the reason. People in Hong Kong have rights and privileges that people in mainland China do not have. Right of protest, right of disagreement, a free press. The Hong Kong government, even though under Chinese control, mainland Chinese control, the people had much more liberty and freedom and a much fairer judicial system. Okay. The mainland Chinese government said, you know, we're going to start extraditing people out of Hong Kong and taking them to mainland China to be tried. We're going to put the people of China, of Hong Kong, if we find them to be dissidents, if we find them to be in disagreement, we are going to extradite them and we're going to take them to mainland China and we're going to try them in the communist Chinese courts. which often means imprisonment. People never see their family again. And so by extraditing them from Hong Kong, they were losing the freedoms and the liberties that they had been guaranteed in the initial agreement between the British, the Hong Kong government, and mainland China. And so the people of Hong Kong have said, whoa, 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 this is not what we agreed to. No, 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 no. And that's why extradition was such a big deal, because extradition was almost certainly a sentence to many, many years in prison for minor offenses and even could be death. So that was the genesis of the protests in Hong Kong. Since that time, the protests have become much, much more comprehensive and extensive about the abuses of the mainland Chinese communist government. Now, the most recent thing, 200 or 300 students were actually held captive in a polytechnic university in Hong Kong, surrounded by police and military, and basically held captive. I just read today that some of the students tried to escape through sewer tunnels in absolute filth and human excrement, just trying to get out and trying to escape. Others have been hurt trying to scale walls. It is a human rights disaster. And with all of the division between Republicans and Democrats, every senator in the U.S. Senate yesterday voted to go on record in standing against the communist Chinese government and to support the people of Hong Kong. It's important legislation. The communist Chinese government hate it. And I would hope that Donald Trump will sign this legislation. I'm hoping, praying that he will. If he does, or when he does, it's going to cause a real rift between the Chinese government and our government. So be it. So be it. We'll be back.
Talk radio that makes a difference. Makes a difference. This is Bob Burney Live.
And welcome again to Bob Burney Live. Hey, just a quick reminder. My wife, Joy, and I would love it if you would pray for our little ministry, Cross Power Ministries. I don't talk about it very often on the program. I really don't. I listen to other talk show hosts talking about their books, their organizations, talking almost constantly about their organization, their books, their videos, and that's fine. I have no problem with that at all. But I rarely talk about something that is so near and dear to my heart, and that is Cross Power Ministries. That's the ministry that Joy and I started. It'll be 20 years ago this January. Can't believe it. 20 years. This coming January. I will celebrate my 20th anniversary with WRFD and 20th anniversary of Crosspower. But anyway, we would love it if you would check it out. Crosspower.net is our website. Crosspower.net is our website. And I might mention an exceptional Christmas gift would be one of the books Joy has written, ladies. First of all, if you haven't read her book, you need to. It is truly a life-changing book. That's probably the comment we have heard more than any other, is that people have read Joy's book and it changed their life. We have heard that over and over and over and over again. And if it wasn't true, I wouldn't say it. Very inexpensive. It would make a great Christmas gift. ladies, you have a Christian friend, and you know they would benefit by a solid Christian book, please consider giving My Shadows of Death, and you can order them at crosspower.net. Crosspower.net. When the website comes up, just click on the store. Her book, my book, and our DVD set, Living in Victory, will pop up. Any of those would be an exceptional Christmas gift for someone you care about, someone you love. It would be a great resource for yourself. And while you're there, pray for us. Pray for us and Crosspower Ministries. Little ministry. We're not big. It's just Joy and I. That's all. And we never had any intention of having, you know, 100 staff members. And no, we just want to go wherever God opens the door so that we can teach people the truth of the cross. That has always been our goal. That's always been our desire. And basically, our only desire. So check it out, crosspower.net. It's interesting how you perceive different things. Here's a headline from today's Washington Times. Sorry, Bernie, and that would be Bernie Sanders. Sorry, Bernie, just 39% of Americans approve of socialism, says Gallup poll. And the whole point of this three-page article from the Washington Times is that this is great, great, great news. Only 39% of Americans approve of socialism. I look at this and think, that is really bad news. From all we know about what socialism has done throughout history, the death, the destruction that socialism brings about, in spite of that, we still have 39% of the American public that has a positive view of socialism. I don't view that as good news at all. The story says it found, the poll from Gallup, found that 57% of the public give a thumbs down to socialism, while just 39% have a positive opinion. Again, hey, I am a positive person. I am a glass half full person. I am an optimist. But when I think of what history has taught us, not just distant history, current history, Venezuela, Cuba, the overwhelming evidence of how evil socialism is and the destructive nature of socialism, 39% of Americans have a positive view? I just shake my head and go, what is wrong with you people? But the folks at the Washington Times think that's good news. I don't. We got our work cut out for us. Hey, thank you, thank you, thank you for joining me today. I really do appreciate it. I hope you have a wonderful evening. But please, wherever you go and whatever you do, remember whose you are.
Listen. Think. Discern.